Maybe the Jaguars need to go K-gun on the rest of the NFL. Something clicks when Blake Bortles has limited time and mounting pressure. Maybe the hurry-up offense is the Jaguars' true personality.
It's tough to see the look in a player's eyes when he's wearing a helmet, but it's pretty easy to imagine the steely gaze Bortles owns when the clock is running down. The Jaguars' second-year quarterback has been lights out this season when the Jaguars go to the two-minute drill. On opening day against Carolina, he led a nine-play drive 65 yards in the final minute 38 that ended with a touchdown to Rashad Green. He did it twice against the Dolphins, once setting up a long field goal attempt to give the Jaguars a 20-13 lead at the half. He did it again for the game winner with a minute and 8 seconds to play, a nine-play 66-yard effort capped by Jason Myers' game-winning field goal. The offense set up a pair of game-winning field goal attempts in Indy, and last week in Tampa, Bortles directed touchdown drives in the final 2 minutes of each half.
You know, I think a lot of things that go on in 2 minutes, you know, every now and then it kind of becomes backyard football again, and I think our guys are really good, getting in the scramble drill. You know, when I'm able to, you know, get outside the pocket, guys do a really good job of finding holes and getting open.
As far as the coverages, you know, most of the time they're going to check the cover too. You know, with that, it's going to leave a lot of open areas if it's hole shots or down the middle and things like that. So I really like the up-pace tempo.
It certainly seems to fit the personality of Bortles, which is in essence the personality of the offense. But don't think that's the only reason why the Jags have done so well so far.
When you're rolling and staying in bounds and you're on the ball, it's hard to change the defense. You know, it's hard, you know, rarely changing personnel. So I think it kind of eliminates them.
When we're moving fast pace, we get things rolling. And, Blake does a great job extending plays and making plays. So we just got to keep that rolling through base offense and all that, too.
Whatever the reason, it puts points on the board and pressure on the defense. Maybe we'll see Blake get as comfortable with it as Jim Kelly was with the K-gun. In Jacksonville, we can call it the BB gun.